Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overdoon, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Dear friends, it is 2 weeks now from Easter Sunday past. Did you know that the day Jesus arose from the dead, something very sad and bad also happened? Oh, what could that be, you ask? Well, Matthew tells us in his gospel account, Matthew 28, verse 11 to 15. A lie was conceived that same day Jesus arose. A lie that grew and grew to a denial of the historical facts and suppression of the truth and the spreading of false teaching, even to the present day. What is that lie? It is the false teaching that actually Jesus never rose from the dead at all. The making and maintaining of the lie, as told in Matthew 28, is a story full of willful deceit and bribery. When you study it carefully, we may believe Matthew actually, by the Holy Spirit, includes the story because it actually serves, as one put it, as a rich and compelling apologetic, not against, but for the resurrection. In other words, Matthew tells it to us not to have us doubt Jesus' resurrection, but to believe it all the more. Again, as one commentator said, the truth of the resurrection is so absolute that even a lie against it helps prove it. Having said that, what I want to focus on in this sermon, however, is the sad fact of what we read in verse 15b of Matthew 28. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day, we read there. The phrase, this saying, refers to the lie that Jesus never arose from the dead, but that his disciples stole the body from the tomb and made up the story of Jesus' resurrection as a false teaching. When Matthew says, until this day, he meant even in the time when he wrote his gospel account, which was likely in the early 60s AD, 30 years about after Jesus' death and resurrection. The deceptive lie was believed by many, and the clearly proven truth that Jesus arose was willfully denied and discounted. That is the way it has been and is, not only till when Matthew wrote his gospel account, but till our present day. Isn't that the case? How many in our world just don't believe Jesus arose from the dead as he said? Are you too, perhaps, living as if Jesus never did rise, and believing the lie spread that he never arose from the grave? It is simply amazing, really, when you go through world and church history, how many religious people have gone out of their way to try and disprove and deny the fact and reality and riches of Jesus Christ as once crucified, but now risen and ever-living Savior. Until this day, people are believing the lie rather than the gospel truth about Jesus, the truth about him as only Savior of sinners in every way, really. What is the most sad result of this all? Exactly as stated in Isaiah 59, verse 4, people trust in vanity and speak lies. The theme of this message, therefore, is, dear friends, watch out for the lies out there. We will consider 4 points under this theme. The first is being aware of the lies out there. Are you and I aware we live in a world of deceit and lying? The Bible makes clear this is the character and default situation in our sin-cursed fallen world ever since Adam and Eve ate from the forbidden tree in the Garden of Eden. Our first parents believed the lie of Satan and discounted the truth spoken by God, and now the sad and fatal result is that all mankind is plagued with this blindness and guilt in sin. Left to ourselves, we believe the devilish, deceitful lie always, rather than the clear and godly truth. So also in the Old Testament, again and again, we read the people believing the lying false prophets and not listening to the true prophets of God. Shouldn't you and I, all of us, yes, be so convicted about our sins and sinfulness in this regard? As people born with a sinful heart and nature that is spiritually dead in sin and by nature rebellious and hardened against God and all His Word, what a terrible plight is ours and our children on our own. The natural man, including everyone listening now, always believes the lie rather than the truth. When you and I believe the truth and not the lies that are all around us, then it is simply by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit's working in our hearts and lives. All mankind, apart from the grace of God, trust in vanity, literally emptiness, and speak lies. Indeed, think here too of Jesus' words to the most religious people of his day, closest to true religion, speaking here of the Jews, God's covenant people of old. We read Jesus saying to them, who were so steeped in the lies of their own self-righteousness and religious pride, and unbelieving against him as Messiah, Savior of sinners, John 8:44-45, Jesus says to them, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, says Jesus, ye believe me not." Dear friends, are you aware of this lying world we live in and our own natural tendency always to believe the lie rather than the truth? So serious and grievous is our sin and misery on our own. When God's good and perfect world was first created, we spoiled it, trusting and believing a lie from the devil. And also when Jesus died and rose again as long-promised, triumphant Savior of sinners, mankind again came up with a lie, denying it all and believing devilish deceit and endless lies once more. Can I mention some lies that presently seem so prevalent, sweeping people off their feet, while obviously the facts all clearly witness against those lies? The theory of evolution, for one, and the Big Bang origin of the universe is a lie, believed rather than God, the Lord of the Bible, as creator of the whole universe in 6 days. The theory of evolution is false, a wicked, satanic, lying mindset, illogical, that has taken over our ungodly world. Another lie of our day is the view of a baby in the womb being from conception till birth not a living human baby, but an easily disposable mass of tissues and cells. That's all, as abortionist promoters tell us. Isn't that just an evil lie, though? Believed and maintained and defended regardless, clear, factual, continuous pictorial ultrasound evidence against it. The latest lie that is becoming a most bizarre fad is in regards to transgenderism. People are madly buying into the lie that what we are really depends not on the biological facts about us, but more just on what we feel about ourselves on any given day. This nonsense is sweeping our culture now, at least in the Western world, so that you ask, what next? Can it get any more crazy than this? We read in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11, about God giving fallen man, bent on believing the lie and not the truth, over to the lie. That verse speaks of God sending them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. What a terrible judgment that is, as mentioned also in Romans 1, where Paul forewarns about people who continually turn the truth of God into a lie and worship the creature rather than the Creator, that God will give over such to their vile affections and to a reprobate mind. How fearful is this when that happens? Indeed, it is spoken of in Scripture as one of the signs of coming nearer to the end of this world, when suddenly Christ will return for the last and final judgment. Our fallen world, filled with people loving the lie and living the lie rather than loving and living the truth, is fast becoming ripe for the final and last judgment day. Are we aware of the lies out there being so promoted and pounded into our ears, also through the entertainment world and by the public education system and by the ungodly media and governments of the world? The worst of all, too, you and I need to be humbly aware of, and that as true Christians we will take notice of constantly by God's grace, is the lying and deceit the natural man accepts and adopts in regards to the one and only true God and his gospel word. Yes, at root of all the lies in this world and the empty hope people falsely rely on is the deep-rooted and ongoing devilish rejection of the truth about God's word as inspired, infallible truth from God. Not believing and simply ignoring what God has said in his word, the Holy Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, results in the rejection of God's truth in all kinds of ways. Rejecting God's word, the Holy Bible, as God's inspired, infallible truth for us, we open the door to all the lies of the devil and of this ungodly world and of our own wicked, blind hearts by nature. When we reject the Bible's teaching about mankind's fall and guilt in sin and our total depravity in sin, then also we deny that salvation is only by God's grace and through faith in Christ, the Savior, whom God has given. Not taking heed to the Bible's teaching of its clear doctrines about Christianity, God's truth is denied. His truth in regards to the uniqueness of the Savior being God and man in one person, and his substitutionary atonement for sin with his once-for-all sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, and the necessity of regeneration and of faith and repentance unto salvation. How many people, instead of these truths, accept the lie? The lie that no matter what you believe or how you live or what you think, say, and do, all is well, and when you die, you are surely going to a better place. Drawing from what someone said already back in the last century, quote, "The chief danger that confronts us is religion without the Holy Spirit, church without the Bible, Christianity without Christ, gospel without the cross and empty tomb, and forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, heaven without hell." I ask you, dear friends, don't we see this so much in our times? Oh, the broad way of this world, also with all its false man-made Bible-twisting, Christ-denying, graceless religions and churches, doesn't lead to heaven after all, but to hell, no matter the lies and vanities people cling to. If a sinner is not saved by Christ, that is, not elected by God the Father, and not washed by the blood of Jesus, and not regenerated by the Holy Spirit, and thus not truly converted to God through the gospel of Jesus Christ, well, not all the religions in the world, with all their religious activities, will help one stitch. Not one stitch. There is only one way of salvation, one way to heaven, one way of forgiveness of sin, and one way of reconciliation with God, and that is all only always through Jesus Christ, the God-given, God-pleasing Savior of sinners, and trusting and following after him. Dear friends, let us be aware of the lies out there. Are you aware of all the lies out there and discerning of the spirits of the age? Isn't this what God in Holy Scripture calls us to be alert to all the time? Watch out for all the lies out there. Not only should we be aware about them, but isn't it true we should be afraid of all those lies out there? Why say that? That we should be afraid of those lies out there. Our second reflection now. Well, because so much of the lies and lying spirits out there are so subtle. The very nature of speaking lies involves being deceitful. Everyone knows that. Whenever we've lied, we've been deceitful. How subtle Satan was when he first, by way of the serpent, approached Eve. You can read it in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3. The trouble with a lot of heresy and false teaching is that it can sound so nice and so similar to the truth, and yet be most subtle and cunning, dangerous perversions from the truth. Not only are all the lies out there, whatever is contrary to biblical teaching, so subtle often, but it can sound so not nice and unpleasant when teaching and saying what God's word says instead of what the lie promotes. God's true prophets in the Old Testament were often not appreciated, bringing God's clear teaching instead of the man-pleasing lies of the false prophets. Think too of Jesus himself, speaking only always the truth, yet they crucified him. Lies of wrong teaching and evil doing, however, lead to no good. Whereas the truth, when blessed by God's Spirit, the gospel truth leads to life and liberty and to glory ultimately. Tragically, so much presentation of Jesus today, even as crucified and risen, is not that which is according to the scriptures. Jesus can be and too often is proclaimed just as a great example for us, but not that he came to die and live again to save his people from their sins. Listen, even a risen Jesus means nothing if he did not rise for our justification. And even a Jesus crucified means nothing if he will not be our total Savior in a total way. If Jesus is not the risen Redeemer according to the Scriptures and the crucified Redeemer according to the Scriptures, what is being promoted is another deceitful lie about him. Oh, the world doesn't mind a Jesus of our own making, but what we need is the Jesus of the Bible, one who saves us from our sins totally and who works his salvation in our hearts and lives by his Spirit and Word in the way of true repentance from sin and faith in him. Be aware and afraid and alert to the danger of false teaching and the lie. We need to be afraid about the lies out there. Why? Because they are so subtle and so sweeping and so accepted and acceptable to the vast majority that unless we are careful, you and I and our families can get taken in by the deceit and be following the lies out there too. Knowing too how prone we are to falter and fail and fall away left to ourselves, don't you think we should be so aware of the lies out there and afraid of them? Realizing as well that through world and church history, this has been the terrible danger and downfall of mankind, listening to and following the lies out there rather than the gospel truth. What reasons to tremble before God and man left to ourselves. What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12? Let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Saying we need to be aware and afraid of the lies out there is not the same as saying that, as confessing Christians, we need to be alarmed. We are not to be alarmed in the sense of overwhelmed in paralyzing fear that perhaps the lie will triumph over the truth. No, praise the Lord, God triune takes care throughout the ages, in spite of us, that his truth endures forever. Yet how we must be on guard here and now still. And this is what describes God's true people throughout history. John the Apostle forewarns us that all through the ages there have been many antichrists and false teachings and wrong beliefs and lying ideas and practices out there. Therefore, our calling as Christian church and as confessing believers is ever to arm ourselves with the truth and to arm our children and those around us with God's truth, the only gospel truth in a sinful, perishing world left to itself. This is our third reflection now about arming ourselves. What does Peter say in his last verse in his second letter after warning Christians in his day to beware lest we also be led away with the error of the wicked and fall from our own steadfastness? He exhorts then in 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever." Here let me ask, how are you taking care to advance and grow in God's grace and truth and in godliness to his praise? Are you taking care about this at all, even? What could be some concrete helps for arming not just ourselves, but arming others with God's truth and the one and only gospel riches and way of life compared to the deceitful lies promoted in our world by our pagan culture and, alas, by the apostate church? Shouldn't we, for one, be regularly reading and meditating on God's word? Do you read God's word, praying daily that it serve as a lamp to your feet and a light upon your path? Often it is ignorance of God's word and its clear teachings that allows for this straying from it without any protest from anyone. Isn't it true, while today we have more copies and versions than study helps for Bible study than in any generation before us, and so many more tools for Bible study, yet by and large, church people today know the Bible comparatively little. In Amos 8:11, God warns about a famine, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. How many are the church people today knowing the characters in worldly movies and the players on different sports teams better than they know, for instance, the resurrection appearances of Jesus, or the 7 words of Jesus spoken on the cross, or the 10 commandments, etc.? Won't you agree that is not so good nor helpful when trying to uphold the truth living in this world full of deceptive lies and deadly falsehoods? Who of us won't accept we should be reading the scriptures more, both Old and New Testament, than we generally do? So many means are available to help equip and fortress our minds and hearts by the Spirit's blessing with God's manifold, unchanging truth in a world of ceaseless, subtle lies and deceit. Are you active in using the means available to you? One of the most important ways in arming ourselves against the lies and deceit of the world and of man-made religions and the apostate church today is certainly belonging to a faithful, Bible-submissive, and scripture-preaching church and attending faithfully its Sunday worship services. Isn't this also expressly commanded by the Lord for God's people, if they will be protected from the lies and deceit out there and live upholding and growing in God's grace and truth? Yet how many confessing Christians today, alas, don't belong to any church even and are not faithful regular church attenders anywhere? That's not living by God's word. Let's be clear about that. What a blessing when we can weekly sit under the preached word and regularly also encourage and challenge each other in the Christian faith and walk of life. Is this same way of truth reflected in your life too, dear friends? There are many false teachings and lies discounting and perverting the only gospel message for sinners like us. So I'm saying in this message, watch out for the lies out there. One more point to mention in this regard, our fourth now. Should we not so adore the gospel truth and demonstrate genuine and growing appreciation for it as the years go by? When you and I are healthy and faithful Christians, then don't you agree the gospel truths as found in Christ Jesus and all God's word, those truths don't become boring ever, but more and more needed and delightful and wonderful to God's people? How instructive is what Scripture teaches that God's people are called to be lovers of the truth. In 1 Timothy 4:16, Paul exhorts, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine," as the truths of Scripture, "continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Those who persevere to the end and don't fall for the vain confidences of this world and the religious lies and deceit all around us are those who adore the gospel of Jesus Christ and all the details of it. How helpful in this regard are also the Reformation Reformed Confessions, such as the Belgic Confession, the Heidelberg Catechism, the Canons of Dort, and the Westminster Shorter and Larger Catechisms and Confession. These are all warm, faithful, summary statements of biblical gospel truth written over against the false teachings of their time and of all time. We need to be lovers of the truth and those who walk in truth. We can only be fellow helpers to the truth, as the Apostle John mentions in 3 John, when we ourselves love the true gospel and the faithful preaching of God's word. Do you love that preaching and teaching which proclaims the absolute necessity for Christ crucified and risen to save sinners like us, and the unending all-sufficiency of Christ crucified and risen as Savior of sinners for us? When Jesus, the Savior of sinners, arose from the tomb as the way, the truth, and the life, oh, at the same time, awful lies spread and took root among Jew and Gentile. Lies telling to the present day that Jesus never rose from the dead, as he said. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day, writes Matthew. In this radio message, I'm saying, dear friends, the wily serpent Satan is still lurking around, and though a forever defeated foe since Christ's triumphant death and resurrection as Almighty Savior, yet that sly devil is always slithering and scheming before his final end in the pit of hell, scheming what deadly damning damage he yet can bring about with countless cunning lies. Watch out for the lies out there, therefore, won't you? For yourself, and for your household, and for all around us, while it is yet the day of grace. That means, on the basis of Scripture and in humble prayer daily before God triune, be aware of the lies out there, and be afraid of the lies out there, and be armed against the lies out there, and be adoring the truth that Jesus is the once crucified, but now risen Savior of sinners, whom to know is life eternal. To live and die apart from Jesus Christ means eternal death and condemnation. But to live and die in union and communion with him means life abundant and life eternal in glory forevermore. And that is no lie. Thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed Churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the Internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.